Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head.
You know I'm hungry. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker. And before we move further into the show, I need to pause and thank the divine Gaia Degbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. All right, you know we have a cure for that on this show. We're on first and second Sundays at 6. We dish up divinely delicious, consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. Before we get into our wonderful May Day show, I want to make sure you know a little bit about me, because I have a funny feeling based on the cue that I see so far in the studio, we may not have time to talk about it at the end of the show. So I help facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, and writing services. And there's a whole lot that is under that umbrella. And so you'll just have to check me out on social media to find out what that is, because I really don't want to delay the good stuff that we are serving up for you tonight. Just an FYI, for those who have been going to my website, it is currently down. I'm in the process of shifting to a new website. It's almost back up. But in the meantime, if you want to find out some wonderful offerings, you can go to my Tanya D. Parker Facebook page, or you can check out some of my Self-Care Saturday series, my monthly educational offerings with a holistic flavor, and that is at my Laurel Mind, Body, and Soul Food Meetup. All right. So I have to first say thank you to our listeners who support the show. They just continue to feed me as we give voice to the vision of the gifted holistic healers and light workers that we have on this show, who provide such mind, body, and soul nourishing information. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in. For those who called in, last month we had Baba Ofundi, also known as Barry McCullough, and he gave spring solar chart readings. And then Leah Gilmore was on, and she talked healing through music, and we just had a grand time. If you missed either of those shows or any others over the past almost 6 years since we have been in existence, you can come to the Blog Talk Radio site and check them out on demand. All right, so tonight's guest, woohoo, let me tell you, she is a true Renaissance spirit, and her energy is so big, she just stood out. I met her about a year and a half ago when I did a day retreat for women. And I tell you, this woman is a powerhouse. And when I found out over the, you know, past year and a half or so, as things have unfolded, I just admire her greatly. Not only does she have these high-tech skills, she is also extremely creative and artistic, and I just marvel at what comes out of her mind and what comes from her craft. And to add to that, she is an amazing intuitive who wowed our callers last year, I believe it was. And so I know the same will be true today, which happens to be May Day, as she brings forth May Day messages. So, as I said, there's a queue going on, and if you want to get in, you need to join the queue. so that you can be amazed by Ty Johnson Anderson. Hey, Ty.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you quite well.
Okay, I put in my headphones, so I wouldn't have.
Well, I have to ask you, are they the princess headphones that you created?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you, I had to show that picture around. Ty created these crown headphones, I mean, in gold and white, and they're just absolutely beautiful. And people were lining up and saying, I want some.
I actually sent out 5 pairs this week. So, yeah.
This week? Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Word is getting around, I guess.
Yes, I would think it is. So our listeners are getting a chance to hear of that wonderful creative talent of yours. But if you could just share, for those who aren't familiar with you, who you are and some of the good stuff you serve at your healing table.
Okay. My name is Ty Johnson Anderson, as she said. My website is tyjohnsonanderson.com, and I am the leader of the Couture Mysticism community. And in this community, it's a group of women who straddle both sides of the spectrum. I created this group for women who didn't seem like they quite fit in with the, I call it the granola crunch of regular spirituality. We're a blend of both. You know, we still rock our high heels and our Chanel purses, but we have mala beads and quartz inside of them. So that is what my community is. It's just a home for women who straddle both sides of the spectrum and don't really fit into any box. We kind of live on our own terms, right? And when I do this a lot by getting them in touch with their divine intuitiveness, I get them in touch with their spirit guides. Mostly we do a lot of spirit guide work so that you can turn inward for information instead of, like, constantly seeking answers. You can turn inwards and receive answers. So that's what I focus on teaching my women, and I do that through a lot of self-hypnosis and guided meditation tracks and things of that nature. And also, as well, like you stated, my brand does cater to the other side of that woman, too, and that's where the headphones come in, and that's where there's a new product line that I'm about to launch, which I'm really excited about, and it's a line of, crystal and gemstone nail polishes. So it's that kind of thing. Absolutely. It's going to be so awesome. And so that's what I do. I cater to that woman in her mainstream culture and her spirituality.
Oh, I love it. I love those who create a bridge between one thing and another. I do some of that work myself.
Yes.
And so I can truly appreciate that. You go, girl. So, you have been a busy bee, actually, since we last chatted, and I love that you're offering the product lines and you're offering the headphones. You've been doing some other types of creations as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other offerings that you've had?
I am now pushing out like a line of just guided meditations because I realized the big courses aren't what my customers and my client needs. They have very specific needs. So I have been creating lines of guided meditations to address specific needs. So instead of the big 4-week and 6-week courses, I've dwindled them down to like 2 downloads for a specific need, such as energy alignment. I have a cord cutting available because a lot of women come to me with all these ties and they want a cord cutting, but they may not be able to afford a personal cord cutting from me, but they mm-hmm. can afford the guided meditation where I walk them through cutting those cords. And I also okay. have a do it now meditation because, as you know, with all these five planets in retrograde at the same time, people, the most common thing that people are talking about right now is, am I on the right path? And I could pretty much guarantee like 60% of the questions people have to ask today is, am I on the right path? Whether it's with business, love life, or whatever. So the do it now meditation is actually for that. It's to get you in touch with spirit and get you freedom from fear so that you can move past that analysis paralysis point and actually do it now. So as my grandma and my mom would say, I don't want you to do it now. I want you to do it, like, right now.
So gotcha.
That is what that meditation is for you to do it right now and, you know, stop procrastinating out of fear. And a lot of times that's exactly what it is. Fear mm-hmm. of showing up, fear of success. Some people don't realize that they actually have a fear of success because, you know, once mm-hmm. people see it, you actually have to show up. You actually have to deliver. And some people get frightened on a subconscious level that they actually have to follow through. And so it's really for them to, I wouldn't say detox it because fear is part of our humanness. And so as a vet, we are taught that courage isn't the absence of fear, but facing fear head on and doing that thing anyway, right? And so
right.
I don't want women to be fearless. I want them to be courageous. You know, I want them to still, you're going to have fear because we're human, but I want you to feel it and move past it and do it anyway.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. Now, I also saw, you know, I keep up with you via Facebook. Like, what's Ty doing now? So I saw that you developed a coloring book, too.
Absolutely. Yes, I do. That's available on my website as well. It's a 4 or 5 week coloring book. It is 30 days of coloring, and each day goes through a different chakra. So within a 7 day period, a week period, you will balance every chakra in your energetic system. And each image was made to tap into that specific chakra, lower your conscious mind so that your subconscious could come through. And in the instructions, it teaches you how to bond with the book. And really, you go into the coloring wanting answers about something. And then as you're coloring and your mind is focused on creating and coloring, your conscious mind lowers and your subconscious could come through with messages from your guides or what I like to call aha moments of brilliance. And so right on the side, there is space for you to take notes as those messages come through for you.
I love that. And, you know, I have to tell you that I've seen people come out with coloring books. I've seen articles about it. People have talked about it. But there in a nutshell, you really succinctly hit the nail on the head on the value of it the way you've designed
right.
it. So thank you for that. I'm going to have to go to your website and check those.
Yeah,
so
and there's a little bit of a rebrand coming up. Nothing major, but more pushing the actual community, because I really want with these women to get connected with other women, because so often we think we're the only ones. I'm rebranding to more of a community of the Couture mysticism.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, you also are writing a book, correct?
I am. It's on hold right now. It's not on hold indefinitely. You know, we work through intuition, and I want to make sure everything that I want to include in the book is in it. And it's called Seize the Moment. And for those who don't really follow me, I have what they call non-epileptic seizures disorder. So pretty much I have seizures every day. And this started about 20 months ago, about, I remember the exact day, October 4th, 2014. It was
right
the first
after
day
I
of
met
Mercury
you.
In, right. It was the first day of Mercury in retrograde. And I just fell out on the floor, started having seizures, and I haven't, life hasn't really been the same since. And so the book is called Manifesting Through Trauma and Illness. It Seize the Moment. So it's a play on me having seizures daily, because whether I like it or not, you know, I manifested this. I manifested this situation, and I've manifested a lot of other things in my life, and helped other women to manifest in their life through trauma and through illness. Because you don't have to wait until everything is perfect, because there's no such thing. You can start to create and master your own life in the current moment. You don't have to wait. And so that's what that book is about. And since I'm still going through my my transition and evolution, because, you know, every illness is a lesson, and I haven't quite learned all my lessons yet. I want to make sure the book is absolutely complete when it is when it does come out. But that is my speaking platform, and so I'm going to start speaking on that as well.
Oh, good. I know what I have read, and you know, when you and I have communicated back and forth, it's a powerful story. And in my humble opinion, I feel you're going through this journey with such grace, and
thank you.
And truly covered. You are truly covered with this situation, and I'm looking forward to the book. I'm really looking forward to the book, and it's time when it comes.
Absolutely.
And it really speaks to tonight's theme. Because you were talking about a play on words with, you know, seize the moment. With today being May Day, a celebration of spring, yet that term has been co-opted to indicate distress for aircraft and ships and things like that. And so people in trouble will say, May Day, May Day. And you think about a certain consciousness that we go into when we're in distress. And then you think about May Day, this holiday, this celebration heralding spring, and what spring means for a lot of people: rebirth, renewal, rejuvenation, growth, being in bloom. And so even if you're in the midst of a May Day situation, bringing forth the energy of May Day, the energy of spring, to see what's in it for me. What is the lesson? What is the blessing in disguise? What is the healing opportunity to help move me through this? So all of those things have been playing through my mind as I scheduled you for the show, and I even wrote my latest blog on it, because it really has been so apparent for me, and happening in my life too, you know, as I have Mayday situations, you know, what can I get from it? What's the growth opportunity?
Absolutely. Yeah. This year will be full of Mayday situations, unfortunately.
We've had plenty already, you know, throughout the world, you know? So, you know, I want to make sure to remind our callers, because I'm telling you, we have a nice little cue going on. But for those who don't know, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. Please make sure you press 1 to speak to the host, and that will let me know that you will have you would like to connect with Ty Johnson Anderson, our wonderful couture. I love that mystical maven with your couture community. And so So before we do that, though, I'm just nosy. I'm just going to put it right out there, okay? And I love hearing origin stories, you know, because I've been working on this intuitive stuff for several years now, and, you know, my story is, it just seems kind of regular and boring and whatnot, and I just get excited when I hear other people's stories of how they discover their intuitive gifts and et cetera, et cetera. So I don't believe I asked you this before when you were on, so I'm asking you now. Please share how you discovered and came to embrace your path as Mystic Maven.
Okay. Well, as when I was younger, I was always what my mom would call eccentric. She tried not to use the word weird. But I was always eccentric. Me and my sister would hear things, see things. And at one point, my mom actually took us to a therapist to make sure that, you know, we weren't, like, schizophrenic or something like that. And so what the therapist basically told us is that, oh, it's just overactive imagination. You know, so at around 8 or 9, I started sleeping with headphones on, as well as my sister, to stop the voices that you heard. And there was an empty apartment above us that me and my sister could always hear children running back and forth. But there's nobody in that apartment. So I believe at around 9 or 10-ish, I turned it off. My sister is 4 years younger than me, so I vividly remember her having more issues only because she's 4 years younger than me, and so I reached the age where I could have those memories. But I think I turned it off around 10 years old, which is about that time where you decide you want to use it or it goes kind of dormant. And I think it was early 2014, I was getting a reading from someone, and they was like, do you know you're a medium? And I was like, no. I was like, that doesn't fit me. That, you know, I don't vibe with that. So it is, you know, whatever. And she goes, well, I can see this person. And she went on to describe my grandfather. So I'm like, hold up now. That sounds like my grandfather. And so when she said that, she gave me a name of someone to contact in order to work on my gift. And I did, and I, like, literally ever since, I haven't been the same in a good way. And my senses started coming back, my clairaudience, my clairvoyance, and all of those things started to come back for me. And that is when I didn't quite embrace it at first. But you know, you have that fear of being ridiculed. You have that fear of being ostracized. But then it came a point where I was like, look, this is who I am because I'm starting a business doing this. So this is who I am. If you don't like it, you could, you know, throw it off the deuces. And I didn't have a lot of people leave my life like I thought I would. So sometimes our fear isn't reality, you know, it's our worst case and half the time it's never going to happen. So I really haven't received any pushback on me being who I am, but mainly because I've always been who I was, whether that fit mainstream culture or not. Like my mom said, I was always eccentric.
Welcome to the club.
I know. And awesome. So when I met your group was like, I want to say about 6 months after I accepted myself. I came because I wanted to be around a lot of healers and intuitives that look like me. Because unfortunately, there just wasn't a lot. We're just not mainstream. Like we're undercover with it. And so I wanted to be around spiritualists that kind of look like me. And so that was my first ever event where I was openly who I was. And I think I told you that too, and you're just like, oh man, where you're going is going to be amazing.
And now look at you, stepping into leadership in it.
Right.
I love it. I love it. Ty, as I said, we're going to get started with our callers. Mm-hmm. I just want one to remind folks of the call-in number, and that's 917-889-7806. Press 1 to speak with the host. Also, do you have any instructions for folks or any information that you need to know from them so they can prepare?
No, I need your name. It doesn't have to be your full name. I need your name, and you need to have the intent to let me be able to read you. Some people are very guarded with their energy, understandably, but I can't read your energy without your willingness to let me read it. And if it's one of those kind of prove it kind of questions, I don't answer those questions. So if you're like, I need you to prove to me that you are what you say you are, I don't do those types of questions.
Thank you very much. We have gotten those periodically. Please don't waste my guest's time. Okay. All right. Wonderful. So we have a caller who has been waiting for quite some time. This caller was on the line before I even started the call. And so from the 201 area code, caller,
hello.
Are you there?
I am. Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Would you like a Mayday message? Go
yes.
ahead, Rose.
My question is, Evan and I had a misunderstanding. Do you see him contacting me in the near future? We had a disagreement.
Okay, he's going to need some time to cool off. And Spirit says you need to learn to control your emotions. You have the tendency to fly off the handle and then regret the things that you say and do, like almost instantly. Spirit needs you to be able to learn to sit in your emotion and learn what to say and when to say it. Because I see that, like, your loose trigger, per se, has been landing you in situations that you would just rather not be in, and it's all within your control, and it's controlling the way you react to situations. You know, they venture to say it's okay that you feel those feelings because they're yours, but they need you to react differently. Does that make sense for you?
In the past I was like that, but I've worked on that. I'm much calmer now.
Yeah, he's going to need some time, but he will come back around. I think examine, like, the words you use. I think that's more it. Like, you cut people down, and not always intentionally, but sometimes the words and the way that you say things tend to cut people down in size. And so he's just going to need some time to, get back to himself before he interacts with you again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he is going to contact me eventually.
Yes.
Okay. But not
in
the near future.
They keep saying, be nice, be nice. It'll be a couple of weeks. He has to cool down because things got really heated. So he's trying to reexamine you two's relationship. But he will contact you again, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rose, for calling.
All right.
And best wishes to you.
Thank you.
Ty, I tell you, you go in immediately. Spirit is right there, huh?
Yeah, my guides tend to hold no punches, but I kind of talk them like that. They used to talk to me in, like, poetic prose, and I'm like, look, nobody has time for that. I don't have time for the symbolism and the metaphor. Like, just tell me.
You know, I have used this term, please speak to me in sixth grade English, please.
Right. I don't get the metaphors and the similes and all that other stuff they try to do, and I'm just like, look, I just need answers.
I love it. We have a caller now from the 561 area code. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. What's your name, caller?
It's Tracy.
I'm sorry, was that Tracy?
Tracy,
yes.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
And would you like a
question? And what's your question?
My question is, I have a friend who's been a friend to me like for 5-6 years, and all of a sudden he's like trying to change the dynamic. We were good friends. And I wanted to see what you see in regards to that.
Okay. What do you mean by change the dynamics, meaning that he's starting
to
lean back a little bit?
He wants to be more than friends, and I, you know, don't really want to mess up a beautiful friendship. But I don't know what's, and he has expressed it, and I don't know how to react. He's a handsome guy, but I've always thought of him as a friend.
Okay. And he has other prospects, so don't be like if you say no, that he's just going to be moping around. You know, he's just really trying to see where this can be and where this can go. I do not see that a relationship would be the best for the two of you. I don't see that ending well for your friendship. But I get that you know that there are things that he does in relationships that you wouldn't allow. And that wouldn't sit well with you. So you're sitting there on the sidelines, cautionary, which you should be. Live up to your truth. If at that point he wants to lean back a little, then let him. But don't feel forced to enter into a relationship that you know from the beginning that he is just not everything that you want from a partner. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I see that he has a tendency to try to split his time between multiple people. So that is just not going to vibe with you.
No, that is not going to fly with me because, you know, I said every handsome devil is not a good devil. So no,
right,
thank you.
Right.
And I have stated that from day one. You know, from we met. So we just decided to be friends. You know, it was going good. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? No, you know.
Because, I mean, the physical attraction is there, and he's human. So, of course, he's going to see if it could go further, you know. I don't really get that he wants the quote-unquote relationship. I get that he wants the outcome of being in a relationship, meaning the sharing of flesh and, you know, stuff like that. I don't really get that he wants the full-on relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so stand up in your greatness, stand up in your truth, and if that's not what you want, say it.
No, that's not what I want, at all, no.
Yeah, state it and let it be that, and if he decides to lean back after that, so be it.
I did state it, and he backed all the way off, so I guess he's probably thinking, oh, it's still changed. Nah, still stands.
No, he's busy.
busy
with someone else. But he'll come back around when his interest fades from that other person. I wouldn't be discouraged. He'll be back around. Your friendships are pretty solid.
Yes, the friendship, I'd rather have a friend than I don't want to. With him, that's not the kind of friendship. He's a good friend, don't get me wrong, but if you cross that line, you know how that goes, and I don't want mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah, wouldn't end well. It wouldn't end well.
No.
So just keep it where you're comfortable and don't feel as though you have to go anywhere else.
No. It's been 6 years, so no, at this point, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ty, I love how you very tactfully put things. Love it. And we have a caller now from the 951 area code. I'm going to have to look up these area codes and see where folks are calling from. Caller, you're live on the air. You there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi
I'm
there.
Here. It's, hi.
Hi, what's
hi.
Your name?
What's your question? Oh, yeah, what's your name and then the question?
Nathaniel, I want to see if you want to pull a card or whatever on, like, a move or a job related, maybe with a move or something like that.
Okay. Spirit says you're looking for a job, but a lot of attention right now has been on your health. And so they really want you to take care of that. They said take care of yourself. They want me to say that before I say anything else. In your chest area, something in your chest area is like really dark and murky kind of energy. So they were like, just take care of yourself, do what you know you need to do. And we don't want anything bad to happen. So before I say anything, they wanted me to tell you that. Does that make sense for you?
Yes. Good call.
Okay.
Yes.
As far as a move and a job, it's going to come in a couple of months. Things are really slow, but I see you're in a type of field that doesn't really have a high turnover rate, if that makes sense. So there aren't people leaving positions for you to fill them. So you might want to start looking at like a type of different career, but I don't see that you have to. Patience is key, and they want to say that, like, if you were to start now, the effects on your health would be detrimental. And so everything in its own timing, right? And so they really want you to focus on, like, getting yourself together physically, because I see that your job is very physically kind of like demanding. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, you know, there's a few different things I could do. You know, I'm mm-hmm. a security guard, I teach guitar, and I might be able to do construction, although today's my birthday and I'm getting on in years.
Well, happy
a little
birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's kind of May Day. It's always my birthday.
Absolutely. And you can always look into kind of starting your own thing. It doesn't have to be hard, especially with the guitar lessons, doing guitar lessons through Skype. Just try to open yourself up to different possibilities. And what I like to ask, especially right now during retrograde and with the five planets in retrograde, the veil is very, very thin right now. So, which means the information going between worlds right now, you can easily pick up. So what you do is before you go to sleep, ask them to reveal your next steps. And likely you're going to have a dream. And the dream is either going to be symbolic or very literal. So ask for your next steps and see where that gets you.
If you meditate, too, that might help,
mm-hmm.
too.
Absolutely.
I do a lot. You know, it seems like I, you know, dream a lot, you know. So
but they want you to ask questions. You don't ask questions. You go there to seek peace, and you just sit in peace. They want you to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Ask what it is you want to know. Ask what your next steps are so that they can show you and assist you.
Do you see me getting a car soon? Because I've been about 9 months without a car, and I've had some money, and I don't know what to do. I'm trying to get a job so I can kind of, you know, maybe get it on credit, but I may have enough to buy one cash.
Yeah. I see in about a month and a half, something. It's not going to be your dream car, of course, but something that will be able to get you around and be safe to drive and things of that nature will come along at a really good price. Set your intention on finding it. Tell them this is what you want. You have to really just say, hey, look, this is what I want. This is what I need. Get clarity on it. Write it down, like, to the detail of I need a vehicle to do X, Y, Z, and write it down so that they know. You know, write a letter to the universe so that they know how they can assist you.
It may be bad with some of these planets retrograde, you know, Mercury and Mars and everything.
Yeah. The thing is, it can be a little overwhelming, but it's the prime time to act on your intentions and your manifestations because the energy is so high. So it's right on time for you to just do. It's right on time for you to just step out there and do what needs to get done.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, Nathaniel, and best wishes to you and happy birthday. Many blessings to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Special. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Today is my sister's and my niece's birthday, too.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, definitely some May Day energy running through my family. So we're bringing the calls a little bit closer to home. We have a 240 area code, and I recognize this number. Caller, you're on the air. 240. Hello? All right, we're going to put you back on hold, and we will move even closer, 703. We're just as close. Are you there? I recognize
you. Yes,
number
I am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. This is Tamara.
Yes, Tamara. Hey.
Hi. And actually, Ty, I met you, so.
Oh, you
Hello
did?
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So my question, actually, just in general in reference to relationships and love.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no particular question in mind, just open to receiving.
Okay. First, Spirit says, work on self is what I hear. They want you to work on being whole and complete alone. I think you may have this notion that a family or a husband or a boyfriend will complete your story and complete your life. But they want you to become whole before entering into this. I don't see that it's going to be long. I see about maybe 3 to 4 months that someone's going to come along. Will it be your forever? Maybe not. But someone's going to come along that treats you well enough to enter into a relationship with. But Spirit wants you to get used to treating yourself well enough. You hold yourself to a very high standard. And then when you don't measure up in your own eyes, you kind of beat yourself up about it. And so in terms of, like, I guess they say something about your weight or the physicality of something, you just don't like the way that you are or you're being right now. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So they want you to work on getting being whole and complete prior to. So they want you to date yourself, take yourself out, treat yourself right, pamper yourself, tell yourself that, you know, how much you love yourself. If you They're even saying something about, like, maybe a washable marker, writing affirmations on yourself in those areas, just to send love to those areas, and then taking a shower, and so that they won't, of course, don't do a magic marker, but something washable to write affirmations to yourself. They're showing me it's particularly like your midsection is something that you have a really hard time with. And so they want you to begin to love and accept what you see in the mirror. And therefore, when that person comes along that sees your potential, that sees the true you, not your physicality, but sees you, that you would know how to respond to him. And right now, I think you just wouldn't be able to respond because you don't feel that way about yourself. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tamara, for calling. All right. So, actually, we're going to circle back to the 240 number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just working the switchboard here. All right, caller from 240, are you there?
I am here, and I was there before. Sorry about that. I muted my own line. I am really enjoying the show. I just wanted to put that out there very quickly. This has been just a really great show, and I am looking forward to getting my coloring book and my Do It Now, not now, right now, meditation. So thank you for both of those.
And by the way, this is Aurelia.
This is Aurelia, yes, hi.
Do you have a question for Ty?
I don't have, I have a thousand questions, so I won't ask any of them. I'll just say I'm open to whatever Spirit has that you would like to share with me.
Okay. for whatever reason right now, they say headaches, migraines, or like tension within your sinuses are coming up for you right now, and they've been really bad the last week or two. Does that make sense for you?
I do have them, not the last week or two, thankfully, but maybe three weeks ago, yeah.
Okay. They want you to know that they're trying to communicate with you. Your headaches are recurring because it's like a buildup of energy. So essentially, they're trying to get messages to you that you're not receiving, or you're not tuned in to receive. And so sometimes the energy gets trapped, and it causes tension and headaches and things of that nature. The next time you have one of those buildups, they want you to meditate and ask, what is it that you want me to know? And don't second guess what thoughts come in your mind. Don't second guess what you hear. Don't second guess what you see when you close your eyes. When you get those headaches, say, look, I get that you're trying to talk to me. What is it that you want me to know? Because I need this to go away. Because I see that they're like, sometimes debilitating.
Yes.
Because they really want you to, like, hear them. And because you're clairaudient, whether you know it or not. And so they really want you to hear them, and you're just not hearing them. So whenever that happens, they want you to stop, breathe, and say, look, what is it that you want me to know? And ask them to tell you. You're going to either have thoughts, see images, or whatever. Don't second guess what it is that you see or hear. Write it down and just say thank you, and your headache should subside. Yes, that's why they're so recurring, because they're trying to connect with you. They're trying to talk to you.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
You already talk to yourself in your head in third person. Okay. So you're clairaudient. They want you to know that you're not talking to yourself. That's them telling you to, you know, like, I've, I'm picturing you in the mirror with a dress on, and it says, girl, that dress don't look good on you. And so you would take it off. That's not you talking, because we don't talk to ourselves in third person. That is one of your spirit guides, your ancestors, whomever that's connected to you, talking, and you're able to hear them. But since they're in your own head and kind of in your voice, because you don't know your clear audience yet, but once you start tuning in, you'll be able to distinguish voices. And so they'll start to gain their own voice instead of using your voice to speak. You already kind of know, well, you don't know your clear audience, but you're already listening to them, because anytime they talk in third person, that's them, not you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tanya, I might not be coming back for those massages.
Hey, you can come back for relaxation.
Oh, you know I will. Just not for the same reason, hopefully. Wow. That's
right,
awesome. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you,
Aurelia, for calling in. Wow, that was amazing, Ty.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was right on point. Well, I want to remind folks, we still have a queue going on. The number to speak with Ty Johnson Anderson and get your Mayday message is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. Make sure you press 1 to speak with the host. And that will let me know that you would like to talk with Ty. And, you know, I was about to put my mother on because she was listening, but she has gotten off the line now. So my mother likes to lurk and listen to the
My mom finally this weekend was like, so I see you doing all this stuff for other people, so what can you do for me? Like, it's been almost 2 years,
right,
and she
now
finally was like, look, what can you do for me? I'm trying to manifest something.
All right,
and
go
so
ahead, Mom.
I helped her with her resume, and we're going to manifest my mom a new position at her job.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Now we have some more local callers, D.C. area code. We have a couple from 202. The first one is a 590 exchange. So, caller, are you there?
I am, and sounds like I'm in the right place at the right time. My name is Adoma. I don't know who sent me this information? Oh, Akilah Karani.
Yes, Akilah.
Oh,
yeah, she's awesome. Yes.
Oh, she's been trying. Yeah, she's been on me. So she put my name down. I just happened to look. They said she left you a comment. I looked and I loved your picture. I said, oh my God, that's what drew me in. Your picture. And the
everyone
way that you
says
took
that.
It.
Like, I'm like, how'd you find me? And it was like, I saw you commenting somewhere, and your picture just said, click on me. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, but the just the way that that picture, you're expressing yourself on that picture is a very humble. It's just something to draw you in. It just makes you say, oh, I wonder what she's about. You know, you can see your smile, you know, even though you have your head kind of tilted down in a humble position. It just kind of drew me in. So I'm Adoma, and I am very pleased to know, you know, and be on a call with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, am trying to find out what this gift is about. And, you know, it can be overwhelming. And working on my discernment, and, you know, I thought the message that you gave the other young lady was really nice, because I had another young lady dealing with headaches, and I gave her the same message in New York. I do want the coloring book, but, you know, right now, where are you located?
I am in Maryland. Yeah, I'm in Edgewood, okay. Maryland. Yes, yeah, so I am up near Aberdeen Proofing Grounds in that area.
Okay. Yeah. So not too far, not too far. I'm
no,
in D.C.
No.
and off of Capitol Hill. Well, I'm open myself. I do have a lot of questions because I feel like I'm right in the middle of transition or whatever's supposed to be happening is getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm right on the edge of it and about to tilt over. So I just need to know what is my next direction or
Spirit says, what are you waiting on? Like, why are you stagnant? Why are you just sitting around mulling around when you know you got things to do? They say you have the spark of inspiration, but you're more fixated on how is this possible? And they want you to know that how is not part of your equation. Your equation is faith and action. Okay, and they say, stop trying to research. You've done enough research. Stop trying to do all these little things to make it seem. I think you're trying to find credibility in moving forward because I don't think that you fully stand in your greatness and you question your credibility to do what they're asking you to do, right?
Yeah.
And so they want you to stop it. Just stop. You need to move forward. Stop. You don't need any more courses. Stop buying courses. Unless it's to get you to move. If it's not to get you into action, they want you to stop buying those courses because you bought almost the same courses many and many, many times over. And you look at them and you're like, oh, I already knew this. Of course you did because they already gave you what it is you need to know. You need to move forward. You need to put in some action so that they could support you. Okay? So your part of the equation is faith and action. Their part of the equation is the how and the why. You don't even really need to know why you're going to do what you're going to do.
Right. Yeah.
They want you to just move. Your why is because we told you so. You like how your mama used to tell you?
Yeah, exactly. Because I told you so, girl. Yeah.
Right?
I know, that's right. Oh, I get
that
part.
That is your why. The how may not be revealed to you. Our minds... Our view of the world, even with our infinite wisdom and our infinite gifts that they have bestowed upon us to see, you know, we still only see a limited view, you know. So
right.
They want you to stop trying to trap them into how they're going to give it to you. Just say you want them do XYZ. You want the XYZ to happen, and then let them decide how they're going to give it to you. You know, and my story is a prime example of that. I told them in, like, the day I started having seizures, I was at a conference, and it says, write out your ideal day for your business. And I was like, look, I'm home for my daughter when she gets home from school. I work less. I have time to, you know, just be home, have money coming in to support my husband, but I don't want to be a counterterrorism analyst no more. I want to be able to leave my job. Literally 2 hours later, I'm on the floor seizing. And guess what? I'm home for my daughter when she gets home from school. I have disability, so I'm getting decent money. I'm getting 60% of my income as an intelligence analyst, which is, you know, over six figures. So it's just like they gave me everything I wanted, but I would have never fathomed that I got it through medical
aid. You're absolutely right because that's my story. I got my medical aid. Spirit says now, and you know, my lady said, well, I know you think you know, you've done something for all this to happen. She said, but Spirit is really giving you a life of luxury so you can be freed up to go do your work.
The freedom. Exactly. I asked for freedom.
And
get to travel to Paris where I was working a 9-to-5 and never took vacation, ever. Because all my leave was to take care of my daughter. So now I have the ability to take care of my daughter, and I can travel more. So what seems like a bad circumstance could turn out to be for your greater good in the long run.
Right. And it has. I feel like, and you're absolutely right in everything you just said.
They said stop procrastinating and write that book. That's what they said. Stop procrastinating and write that book. Stop sitting on that book, they said.
Okay. All right.
You've already started writing it in your head. like you already have it, right?
Yeah, I literally have.
So go ahead and put it on paper.
Okay.
And stop trying to figure out, you're like, oh, I don't know how to self-publish. There are people on Fiverr that will self-publish for you for like $10. Don't worry about that part. Your part is to write that book.
And she has spoken.
And she has spoken. Well, I didn't think it was going to be like a book. I do. No, absolutely. I mean, I've been told to write this book like forever. So, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I just was kind of confused because, you know, I got so many irons in the fire, as I hear my sister does.
Mm-hmm.
And as I see how you've kind of delegated them and kind of sectioned them out, you know, I'm a naturopath. I'm a licensed naturopath. I'm a licensed energy worker. I'm a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so those are my
love.
You can
be all those things simultaneously because your brand is you. You know,
right.
I like parties. I like, you know, frilly things. I like glamour. I like sparkle. That's my brand. So your whole brand is you. So find a way to fit those nuances into what you do and just make your brand, you know, comfortable for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. That will have to be the last word on that.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, I do appreciate the call. And both of you sisters, thanks so much.
Give our love to Akilah.
Yes, I will. I definitely will. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So our other caller from the 202 area code has a 270 exchange. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi there. Yes,
Hi, we sure can. This is Sophia.
Hi,
Hey, Sophia.
What's your question? Well, I'm a Reiki healer and a whole lot of other little things somewhere dancing in my head. But I just want to know, or confirmation or whatever, as far as what am I supposed to be doing right now, or am I taking the right steps? I guess whatever, I'm open
you,
to whatever.
Yes, for you, they say get clear. Get clear on how it is you want to show up in the world, because I think that's where they're getting stuck at, because they don't know how to help you. You have to really get clear on what it is you want to be known for, what it is you want your name to be synonymous for. You know, so when you think of Tanya, you automatically think of her radio show, her Soup of the Month, you know, those things. You need to figure out what it is when someone says your name that you want to be synonymous with, you know. And when they think of me, is, you know, Ty is all manifestation and spirit guides. Like, if anybody asks anybody about manifestation and spirit and they want a recommendation, they're usually saying, well, Ty. And that's because I ram it in your head. That's what I do. Everything I do is spirit guides, manifestation. Everything ties into that. So you really need to get clear on what it is you want to do. You have so many gifts, and I think you sell yourself short on your ability.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to stand in the gifts that they gave you, because you're great at what you do.
Wait a minute, repeat that again, I'm sorry.
Stand in the gifts that they gave you.
Because
you're great at what you do. Stop second-guessing yourself. Stop second-guessing your gifts. You're great at what you do. Tell them what it is you want to be known for.
Okay.
I think right now you're looking for them to tell you, and then they're like, no, tell us what you want us to help you with. So right now you guys are in like an energetic stalemate, because it's going back and forth like, tell me what I should be doing, and they're like, no, tell me what you want to do. And so you need to tell them what it is you want to be doing so that they could support you. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Okay. So I get that, like, and I think you're thinking you have to have all your ducks in a row. And, you know, I'm going to be very transparent. A couple of weeks ago, I woke up from a dream that told me to create a course. this intuitive weight loss course. I launched it the very same day with no curriculum, none whatsoever. I'm just being transparent. And as I've been going along, I've been creating the curriculum weekly. So now when I relaunch it, everything's put together, but you don't have to have all your ducks in a row to start. They want you to start. Mm. They want you to move. And they've given you a lot. They've given you a lot of inspiration and a lot of creativity that you just need to take action on to see the results. That's it.
Hmm. Okay. I hear it. All right. Loud and clear. All right. Thank you so much.
You know,
you're so welcome.
You know I'll be checking in on you, Safiya.
I know. Thank you for the check-in.
Look, that's because I love you, sis, because I love you. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. How you doing, Ty?
I'm doing great. I'm doing very good.
Awesome.
Thank you for asking.
Okay. Well, we have a caller from the 704 area code. So, caller, you're on the line.
Peace. How are you?
Peace.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. All right, my name is
What's your
Unique.
Name?
My name is Unique.
Unique?
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Unique. And I am excited to speak to you, sister.
Can you hear me? Your question? Yes, I hear you.
Okay, all right. So, I am in a situation where I am at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
And the crossroad that I am in my life right now, and it's interesting because I was just listening to Sophia, and I feel like the message was for me also. So it's like
mm-hmm.
the question I wanted to ask you, it was like, you know, listen, because that's a part of what you need
mm-hmm.
to be doing. But I'm torn between family, relations, job. And for a long time of my life, I put a lot of people before myself. And
mm-hmm.
I think where I need to go is one of those things where I'm afraid to move forward because I may have to leave some people behind. And
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel like I have these dreams where I'm waking up out of my sleep with, okay, you got to move. I'm anxious. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. And, like, I've been on my job for 15 years, and I have my own business. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's things that I want to do, but in order for me to do them, I know there's certain things that I'm going to have to leave. And I just want to
mm-hmm.
know how to go about doing that. Or even when you said that voice in your head that you hear
mm-hmm.
is not really your – I've been doubting that voice.
Mm-hmm.
So that – am I doubting the God within me or am I doubting, I mean, is it the God within me? Is it me? Is it outside energy having an effect? I just don't know which direction to go.
Okay, there's a couple of things going on here. You're letting fear and ego drive your dreams, drive your car, drive your ambitions, because sometimes even though the situation is crappy, we would stay in it because at least we know what we're getting. And what's on that other side of action and movement, we're not sure what it is. And so we would rather stay safe because that's what our ego does. Our ego keeps us alive. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
situations that really aren't life or death trigger our fight or flight, right? And so change
mm-hmm.
is one of those situations that will trigger your fight or flight. You really have to figure out and manually override that fight or flight trigger, okay? So some things are worth fighting that fight or flight, and some things are worth backing off. And I think your dreams are worth challenging that fight or flight. You're not going to die. And that fear is what that's all about. Our body and our ego is meant to keep us alive. the situation, mm-hmm. you're not going to die. You know, you just got to tell yourself that and keep inching forward, inching forward, inching forward. You're never going to fly if you never take flight, if that makes sense. You know, if you never take that leap, you're never going to spread your wings. Like, mm-hmm. if you're walking, like, if a bird is walking, it doesn't have to fly. But he's not going to get anywhere as fast as if he was to jump and take a leap and spread his wings. So what they're asking you to inch to the edge and take that leap. You already know in your heart of hearts what you need to do. And I get that there's some people around you that that need a good cord cutting as well, because they take your energy but don't pour it into you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to set up some real boundaries as far as they're concerned. If you don't want them to remove them from your life, you have to set up some clear boundaries and be unafraid to say no. You know, no is a complete answer. You can say no. Nah. You can say, you know, not this minute. You can say that doesn't feel good to me, but whatever you say, it's a no. You know what I'm saying? So you need to get in the habit of saying, I cannot do that for you.
Right.
Because that will be at the detriment of myself, and that is what you're doing. You're
right.
living at the detriment of yourself. So you really need to set some hard and fast boundaries, and you need to start moving. Like right now, you're looking over the cliff. Like, yeah, that it looks appealing, but I don't think I could overcome that fear to jump. You need to overcome that fear and jump. Because you have wings, you just got to take flight.
I believe that. I believe
that. And growth is uncomfortable. Growth is really uncomfortable. Remember that. Any growth is uncomfortable. Remember when your kids were growing teeth, that is very uncomfortable. When we were going through puberty, that is very uncomfortable. Growth is uncomfortable. Nothing good ever came out of being comfortable. So sometimes we got to step outside that comfortability to get what we want.
That's true. I think one of my, you say fear, that's interesting because, you know, some people, I have this sense of fear of succeeding. And that might sound.
Because then you got to show up.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, and I don't want to die with my dream in me. You know what I'm saying? I think I'll be cheating myself and what God has given me if I don't. But I'm looking around like, okay, I'm going to have to make some changes, and some people's feelings might be hurt in the process. And I've always been supposed to be a nurturer. And now, you know, and I've started that process, but I'm getting that backlash of, oh, you're being selfish, and, you know, that's not right. Okay.
And that's when you tilt your head and you be like, and? Like, because if they're asking you to hurt yourself in the process, they're being selfish.
True.
You know, so you tilt your head and, you know, look at them sideways and be like, okay, and your point being, like, okay. Like, you gotta nurture yourself. You said you're a nurturer. Sometimes we think that is an exclusion of ourselves. You gotta nurture yourself as well.
Thank you.
Very, very true. Very true.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
All right, have a blessed
day. Thanks for calling in, Unique. Blessings to you.
Same to you, sister. Peace.
Thank you. All right. Ty, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
We still have people in the queue, but they haven't indicated that they want to speak to you. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them the opportunity to press 1 to speak with the host, to let me know that they actually want to speak with you. Otherwise, I'm not going to click on them out of respect for their privacy, but they need to let me know they want to speak with you. But in the meantime, as a host, I'm going to invoke my privilege to get a little Mayday message myself because, as you were just telling Unique, you know, we have to also nurture ourselves. And I love to replenish my vessel so I have an overflow from which to pour out for others. So I'm getting mine too. So whatever is coming forth from spirit, I will receive.
Okay. There's something that you're stutter-stepping on creating. Like, you start it, and then you stopped, and then you started, and then you stopped. For whatever reason, you either think that the market isn't there, or you're not sure how to follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's been like a couple of months, start, stop, start, stop. They want you to, and I think this message is universal right now, is they want you to move. The next 30 days is very dire for us to move. And that in which is being put on your heart, you might have even started having dreams about this thing, you know. And so if it's grabbing that much attention, they want you to follow through. And that's the message that I have for you and a lot of other people, is that the next 30 days, they're going to be pulling on you for certain things. You're going to, you know, and it's going to be anxiety surrounding it. It's going to be whatever. They want you to not ignore that, because they want you to follow through on whatever it is that they're bringing to your attention. It needs closure, or it needs action.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And so that is your thing. And it's going to be successful. And I say maybe not the first go round, but once you gain your footing in it, it's going to be successful. Just stick with it, they say.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had to take my notes, even though I know I'll tune into the show again, listen in. Because I do believe that, you know, the messages are universal. If someone is tuning in and hearing someone else's message, there is something in it for them. And so I have to go back and review some of this good stuff. So someone, thank you, by the way. Thank you very much, and thank you, Spirit.
You're
so
welcome.
We have a caller from the 478 area code, the 478 area code. And caller, you're on the air. You have a question for Ty?
Yes. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this experience. My friend Adama shared this number with me moments prior to my calling in. I am really inspired by what I've heard, because all of it seemed to be talking directly to me as well. My name is Nefer Esset Ray. I am working adamantly at becoming more in tune to what I need to become my best self. So I'm trying to tune in and working diligently at being an inspiration. I am often inspired by others, but I've learned in my time walking this path that people don't love us for who we are. They love us for how we make them feel about themselves. And that seems to be my greatest gift. I want to utilize that and the other talents that I have been blessed with to inspire the world to be on board with this becoming our best selves and working for the greater good.
Okay. So the message that I just received, or I hear for you, is just do it, right? And so they want you to know that there are no gatekeepers anymore. If you want a radio show, you can have one. If you want your own TV show, you could put it on YouTube. If you want, you know, there's so many avenues that you can do whatever it is you want to do, you know. And so it's just do it, you know. And I think a lot of times we wait for Spirit to show us or push us. We don't have to wait. We can manifest whatever it is that we want. If it's a radio show that you want, start up a radio show and say, hey, I'm going to go live this day every month, and do it. Whether it's once a week, whether it's four times a month, whether it's once a month, just show up and do it. You know, when I first started doing Periscope and stuff, like two people would be in a room and I would continue to say my messages. And after a while, it became 200 people on my my new moon manifestation ceremonies and things of that nature. You just have to continue to show up and just do it. Right now, there's no one stopping you from doing what it is you want to do but you. Okay? Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, it does. It does. And thank you so much
okay.
for sharing that.
And whatever you don't know, YouTube University is free. You know, like YouTube could teach you to do anything, right?
Okay. YouTube University.
And exactly. The other day, I was like, I don't know. My daughter wanted me to do some origami fruit or whatever. I was like, I don't know how to do it. She told me Google it. And so
okay.
I ended up making origami fruit, right? So whatever it is you don't know, you could Google it, you could YouTube it. Somebody's out there teaching it, right? And so if it's like I don't know how to put a show together on YouTube, just stand in front of the camera, press play, and get people to watch you. If you're giving value, people will watch. It doesn't have to be perfect, and I think that's where you get caught up at is that perfectionism and that you want it to be fully polished before you even put it out there. Sometimes that is going to keep you stagnant because people with that type A personality is never good enough to put out. Okay?
Exactly.
So, it's never good enough. So we just got to put it out there, close our eyes, cross our fingers, and just be done. Like, I don't watch myself. Once I do my videos, I don't watch myself. You know, I just put it out there and it's done, you know, because I am a type A person. I will pick out all the flaws. I'll be like, why did I blink so slow? You know,
mm-hmm.
So sometimes you just have to do it and just put it out there and get your hands off of it and say, okay. So that's what they want you to know. Just start doing it.
All right. And I
mm-hmm.
have one other question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got to be very quick.
Okay. I'm open to love, but it's not coming my way. Or if it is, I'm not recognizing it. What do I need to do to manifest?
I think you have this force field up, right? So you're very guarded and protected. And people pick up on that energy. So you even have this thing when someone might be able to approach you and you give them this glance, like, don't even come over here. I don't feel like being bothered. You know, so.
I'm getting in my own way.
Right. You have to check yourself on that. Because we say we want love, we say whatever, but then we get in public and we're sitting at a bus stop and some guy go to approach us and we give him the death stare, like, I will kill you if you say one word to me right now. I'm just not having it. You know, and that is what you're doing when you're out in public because you just want to be left alone and you want to find love on your own terms, but you really have to let your guard down just a tad bit and be a little bit more open and accepting, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You have been very helpful. This is so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
How often is this program?
Hey, Tonya, I think she was asking how often is your program?
Yes, and I was speaking. I was just muted.
Oh.
we run first and second Sundays at 6, so twice a month.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful
Thanks
day.
Thanks for calling in, Afir.
It was my pleasure.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I had done well all night long without keeping myself muted. Wow. Well, this time has gone by so quickly. And so, Ty, I wanted to give you an opportunity to offer any final wisdom, any final message that you're receiving for those listeners who either weren't able to call in, who were a little shy about calling in,
mm-hmm.
who might be listening in at a later date. Is anything else springing forth? Because you've already said
some, you know, given some amazing wisdom,
mm-hmm.
insight, and very helpful stuff. Anything else coming forth?
The message for May is just do it. You're either going to do it and have some say in how it turns out, or they're going to do it for you and you have no say in how it turns out. Either way, something's going to get done. And I would rather for people to have a little bit of a say of how a situation is going to turn out. So if you're having issues, health issues, and something keeps coming up for you, take care of it. Go see a doctor about it. Do something about it, because they're going to get your attention one way or the other, and we don't want it to be a way where we're trying to pick up the pieces for several months, you know, they're giving you warnings. They're giving you insight. You're having very vivid dreams about stuff right now. Those dreams are symbols and warnings. So they either want you to complete something, they want you to move something, or they want you to take action on something. And you have to take action, because they're going to take action with or without you. And we all know what happens when they do it. We learn some very hard, valuable lessons.
Yes. Wow. Well, Ty, I want you to make sure to let us know again how folks can contact you.
Mm-hmm. You can contact me at Ty Johnson Anderson, tyjohnsonanderson.com. All my social media buttons is on there. I am a big IG person and Facebooker. And I do a lot within my Couture Mysticism group, and you can sign up for that group on my website. When you sign up, you get a 5-part Art of Self-Lust class, literally taking you 4 weeks on getting in tune with yourself, getting to a state of self-acceptance, and really getting some inner guidance. And it's a five-part class that will come in your emails.
Wonderful. And I have a question that was texted in.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a special for people who order from you from this show?
I love it.
On my site, I could go in, and I will, if they're following you on the group, I could put in the coupon code. I could go in after the show and create one for the group, and it'll be 15% off anything, okay? There are some things that are already on sale, but it'll be 15% off anything that is not on sale. And I'll post that inside Tanya's group, the event page for this, and I'll post it there. I want to say the thing is going to be mysticism. The code is going to be mysticism. And I'll go in there and I'll do that soon as we get off the line, so just give me about 5 minutes after we hang up.
Thank you. That is so – all right, mysticism. I'm trying to spell it now.
M-Y-S-T-I-C-I-Z-S-M.
S-M, okay. M-Y-S-T-I-C-I-S-M. Okay, and I competed in spelling, and I was struggling there. But that's okay. Ty, thank you so much. Thank you for everything that you've offered tonight. Thank you for allowing yourself to be such a beautiful vessel for spirit to come through and to provide some May Day relief for our May Day messages. And
You're so welcome. Our callers
would like, thank you. And I invite folks to tune in again next month for our second Sunday show. We'll have another returning caller for our annual Mother's Day show. The womb saunas, Tema Aziz-Sirwa will return.
Oh, yeah.
Tema. And so she's going to talk about her very special miracles of motherhood. And I'm just so excited to have her back on. And also I want to invite you to tune in to HMI Radio, which runs on fourth Sundays with Anem Aboyo-Bay. That's my partner. And this month's show will feature Yoga Behind Bars with Angie Still. All right. So, folks, I have a class coming up on Saturday, Intuitive and Creative Cooking with Spring Foods. You can find that on my Facebook information. Once again, Tanya D. Parker on Facebook, and you can connect to the show's events and get that wonderful 15% discount from Ty. So thank you again for dining at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Table.
Thank you.
Thank you.